Welcome to the Wrap Yourself in Joy podcast. I'm Karen Dwyer, speaker, teacher, and author of 4 books on joy. If you're searching for more joy in your life, join me for about 15 minutes every week. It could change your life. We will explore how to find true joy, how to awaken joy, how to defeat joy busters, and how to create a joy-filled prayer life. This joy series of podcasts is based on my new book, Wrap Yourself in Joy, with an imprimatur and has a built-in study guide. Why not invite a friend or small group to join you in listening, then meet every week to go through a chapter. Together, you will grow in joy. The podcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Please subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. Additional links to my books and free bookmarks are available at wrapyourselfinjoy.com. I'm so glad you've joined me on this journey to awaken true joy in our lives. This is podcast number 1 called Searching for Joy. Let's begin by asking ourselves, what comes to mind when we think of joy? Why do we need more joy? It seems to me that everyone needs and wants more joy. Last February, on a Sunday afternoon, I was cooking dinner for my husband, Larry, who was waiting for an important football game. And I had the TV going on in the background. It's just a small kitchen TV. And within 1 hour, as I'm cooking a meal, I hear 3 commercials telling listeners that they need to get more joy. One commercial said, you need to chew a favorite gum to get more joy. Another commercial said, my floors needed more joy, and I could have more joy if I bought a particular vacuum cleaner. A third commercial said, I should buy some new car for great comfort and joy. But here's the kicker. Recently, I saw a sign that said, I should pick up some joy at a fast food drive-thru for hamburgers. Wow, the world is searching for joy. The advertisers know it, are incorporating joy into their ads. Obviously, their abundance of research reveals that what entices shoppers at every level is the desire for more joy. So why are we all searching for joy? Well, Pope John Paul II, now St. John Paul II, said that God made us for joy. Wow, God made us for joy. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI said, a yearning for joy lurks within the heart of every man and woman. For more than immediate and fleeting feelings of satisfaction, our hearts seek for a perfect, full, and lasting joy. So you see, we are made for joy, we are made to yearn for joy, and we are made to seek for joy. Pope Francis even tells us that we should seek for joy, but he warns, not in a selfish way that leaves us old and wrinkled with faces like pickled peppers, unable to transmit the joy of a beautiful life. Instead, he said, we must seek for joy because it's a gift from the Lord. It fills us from within. And this joy is the certainty that Jesus is with us, the Father is with us, and it's to be searched for and shared continuously. Wow, don't you just love those beautiful statements from popes, the last 3 popes we've had? Well, before we go any further, I want to ask you to begin to think about joy and what it means to you. So here's the first question. What does joy mean to you? What comes to mind? How do you experience it? If I said, what activity brought you the most joy, what would you say? It's good to wrap our heads around joy because there are many ways to define joy. But we want to first understand it, and most importantly, understand it from a lasting perspective. That is joy that's full and complete, that we can live in and we can walk in. So let's go back to that question. What does joy mean to you? How would you describe it if I asked you to list a few words about joy? Would you say giggles, gladness, eating delicious food, watching a basketball game or a volleyball game, especially where your team is winning, hugging babies? What would you say? Well, I'll tell you how I experience joy. If you used hilarity as one of your words to describe joy, then you and I had a descriptor in common. I love to laugh. If you thought of eating wonderful food or having coffee with a friend, you matched me again. It's one of my delights. Did you mention holding a new baby or hugging a toddler? Even your niece, your nephew, a grandchild, your own child. You matched me again. Nothing like the joy of holding a new baby or a young child, especially when they hug you back. Maybe you thought of words like merriment, playfulness, happiness, well-being, contentment, blessedness, blissfulness, inner smiles, exuberance, jubilation, rejoicing, triumph, successful, fortunate, hopeful, peaceful contentment. You see, how you experience joy is unique to your life because joy can be experienced in many ways. Fortunately, there are no right or wrong answers that describe how to experience joy. You are the way God made you, and that is perfect. And your joys are perfect for you. When it comes to joy, all of us have one thing in common. We want and need more joy in our lives. And of course, we just heard, we're made for joy. So today, we're searching for joy. We don't want to seek the kind of joy that leaves us old and wrinkled with faces like pickled peppers, unable to experience the joy of a beautiful life. That would be seeking only momentary happiness. And the more you seek happiness in itself, the more it's fleeting. No, no, no. If you're like me, we want more true joy. We want fulfilling joy. So we're going to search for it. We're going to search for true joy. And we're going to search to understand it, first of all. And our question might be, is there a fuller or more complete meaning to the word joy? Well, as Christians, we can look to our faith. So let's start with the Bible and see what the Bible has to say about joy. I mean, how much joy does God our Father, our Creator, want for each of us? Or what about Jesus, God's Son and our risen Lord and Savior? What does He say about joy? And does the Holy Spirit really want us to have joy? You might be surprised to learn that Jesus has a lot of joy and He wants to share it with each of us. Recently, I was reading John 15, 9 through 11, and some words jumped down at me that I never realized before. In John 15, 9 through 11, Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Now, what did Jesus just say about joy? He wants to give you his joy. I mean, how much joy does Jesus have? Jesus has the joy of all eternal blessings. Jesus lives in joy. And Jesus just says he wants his joy to be in us. And how much joy does he want for each of us? Did you catch that? That your joy may be complete, overwhelming, fulfilling joy. So here it is. The first thing is, Jesus says he loves us like God loves him. Whoa, how much is that? I love you like the Father has loved me. Oh my gosh. And then second of all, he wants our joy to be complete. Let's stop right now and pray. Jesus, I want to receive your love and your joy. Let the peace of your presence run over me. I want to receive it now. Your love and your joy. Oh, don't you just love that? All right, so Jesus loves us, and love and joy are very connected. Did you get that? And he wants to give us his joy, the joy of all creation, the joy of all eternity, the joy of all salvation. Does God the Father have joy? Well, Jeremiah 31 starts with saying, "The Lord God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love." So let's start with that. God loves each of us with an everlasting love. And Isaiah 43:1 says, "Don't fear. I've called you by name. You are mine." Again, God is telling us, if we look at many, many scriptures, but I've just picked out these two for today, he loves us with an everlasting love. He knows us by name. He's called us. He says each of us belongs to him. But then Psalm 16, verse 11 says something very interesting about joy and God the Father. You, Lord God, show me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. And in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. God loves each of us with an everlasting love. And in his presence, when we put ourselves in a prayerful relationship with him, he's going to share his joy with each of us. And it's fullness of joy and it's pleasures forevermore. And that's an inexhaustible storehouse of joy that lasts for all eternity. God the Father loves us with an everlasting love, and in his presence is fullness of joy. Well, what about the third member of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit? Does the Holy Spirit want joy for you? Let's look at this. Galatians 5:22 says, fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And it goes on to say in verse 25, if we were led by the Spirit, let us be guided by the Spirit. So joy is a fruit from the Holy Spirit. Out of his presence with us, we can be filled with joy of the Holy Spirit. So it's worth remembering, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. The Holy Spirit wants to give you his love and his joy. Thus far in our search for biblical joy, we can say with confidence that joy emanates from the Trinity, from the love of the Father, the love of the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. This love is for each of us. It sounds heavenly. It is. And it's for you. You are invited into this love. Jesus loves you like God loves him. God wants the closest possible relationship with you, more than you could ever realize. He wants to be with you daily in prayer. He wants you seated in his presence. He wants you in communion with him. That's a heavenly wow. Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us of this. God himself, this is number 221, God himself is an eternal exchange of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he has destined us to share in that exchange. So, the Holy Spirit wants you to live in his joy, exude his joy, bear his joy, even change the atmosphere around you with his joy. So today, we can start by acknowledging to God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit that you receive their love and you want to share in their joy. Maybe you've believed lies from the evil one that God does not love you or want to give you his love and joy. Then now is the time to change your thinking. The Holy Trinity has deep and lasting love and complete and overflowing joy for you. You know, I think daily we just need to remind ourselves of these things. We don't have to look around at the discouragement or other things that come our way each day. No, no. We need to look up, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and receive their joy. So I suggest you repeat these three biblical declarations to yourself every day. God the Father loves me and offers me fullness of joy in his presence. Jesus loves me like God loves him and wants me to have his joy, complete joy. And the Holy Spirit loves me. He dwells in me and he bears the fruit of joy in and through me. Wow. So now that we've come to the end of our first podcast, I want to encourage you to seek for joy and join me every week as we talk about finding, seeking, awakening to joy, and so much more. The three declarations I told you about today can be found on my website, wrapyourselfinjoy.com, as bookmarks. So why not download a bookmark with the scripture on it and take it with you everywhere you go? I'd like to end by praying with you. You don't have to do anything. Just put yourself in a prayerful position, and I'm going to say a prayer that God will give you much more joy than you have now. God, our Father, we love you. Thank you for bestowing such great love on each of us and giving us joy in your presence. I pray that everyone listening receives more of your joy starting today. Jesus, our Savior, we love you. Thank you for loving us the way God the Father loves you. Thank you for dying for us, for saving us from our sins, for leading us to eternal life. I pray that each one receives your joy and their joy may be complete. Holy Spirit, our advocate, our helper, our guide, we love you. We're lost without you. Thank you for bearing the fruit of joy and love in our lives. Holy Spirit, baptize each one afresh with your Spirit and give them more joy today. Joy that overflows and exudes from their life. And we ask this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Until next week, this is Karen Dwyer reminding you to wrap yourself in joy. Thanks for joining me today. Please visit me on my website, wrapyourselfinjoy.com, where you can learn more about my books, download free bookmarks, and connect with me. Please follow me on your favorite podcast app and invite a friend to join you too. You can download the show notes from today at wrapyourselfinjoypodcast.com. Until next week, this is your friend Karen Dwyer reminding you to wrap yourself in joy.